Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to radio.dominican.edu for women's basketball. I'm Patrick Kayabiab alongside my man, Brian Sanchez. Tonight's opponent is led by three-point shooting specialist Paris Gavely and Manna Hopkins. That's right, we are playing Y Pacific Union, who they are statistically in the PacWest Conference 1-2 for three-point shooting. Pacific University is the league's best shooting team in field goal percentage with 42% and three-point field goal percentage with 34%. And that averages out to 73.2 points a game. Last meeting, B, that was just killer. I mean, how can they just score that much against the Penguins?
Yeah, last meeting was not a good one to remember for the Lady Penguins. They missed 10 of 11 shots after taking a 3-0 lead early, and the Sea Warriors of Hawaii Pacific University recorded a 111-43 victory. That was in Honolulu, though, on February 11th. Natalie Bentz, a sophomore walk-on, had a career-high 8 rebounds for Dominican, so that was a plus. But when you go on the road and get beat that bad, you want to come back and defend your court.
They are going to be hungry, and especially with Kimi Nakamura, who's been getting career highs. She netted a career high scoring performance during the Lady Penguins' 10-day, 4-game road trip to Hawaii, capped by an 11-for-15 shooting effort and a 26 points against BYU Hawaii. In her last three games in Hawaii, Nakamura averaged 19 points a game to boost her season scoring average to season-high 8.5 points a game. She connected on 62% on her field goal attempts, and that's 10 of 18 from three-point range as well. And Stephanie Carnes, another team leader, she's a junior, she's looking for a comeback.
Yeah, Carnes has been on the comeback, especially in her last 10 games. Carnes shooting just under 40% from the floor, and she has 74 points in those 10 games. The former walk-on, much like Natalie Bentz is now, has started 14 games in a row for the Penguins and tallied back-to-back career-high scoring games of 16 and 19 points while the Lady Penguins were off in Hawaii.
Well, the right now, B, the youth is just being excellent. Sarah Nelson is tied for the lead in the PacWest in block shots with 2.2 per game. Ariana Flynn leads all PacWest freshmen in three-point shooting with 26%, and she is eighth in the league in three-point shots made with 1.4 per game. We are going to be back on radio.dominican.edu. The voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, will be here with Brian Sanchez. You'll catch me later in the second half. Radio.dominican.edu. Tune in.
Penguin could do it.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu. Seconds from getting the lineups and national anthem underway, and when it's time for that, we bring in the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, B. The penultimate game of this season. That is tonight. Big night here at the Conlon Center. The place is pinked out. I mean, there's more pink here than I think I've ever seen in my life. And then 48 hours from now, the final game of the season, the final home game of the season. Senior send-off night, always a bittersweet night. We'll have that for you live on Penguin Radio. From the Conlon Center, broadcasting worldwide as usual, Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, Patrick Kayabiab, he'll be in and out all night. Doubleheader, NC2A doubleheader tonight from Dominican University of California. Overhead announcements going on right now, but it should be a good game. The ladies are going to have their hands full as Hawaii Pacific at 14-10 overall, 8-6 in conference. The Penguins are 3-12 in conference. So if the D's can dig deep, could be a very good game.
Yeah, we talked earlier about how the Lady Penguins went on the road and got crushed against this Sea Warriors team, but they are at home now and they always fight harder on their home court. So I'm thinking it's going to be a much better game. We'll see if the Lady Penguins can pull this one out.
Yeah, the last one, not so good. Penguin women just came off of a big road trip out in the islands. Back home now, though, very comfortable in the Conlon Center. They've had good success. We are ready for the national anthem, fans. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach and the chair of the department is Brad Van Alstine. Sea Warriors under head coach Reed Takatsuka. Currently 8-6, as mentioned in conference, will be sending out number 2, Susanna Walmsley, a 5'7" junior at guard. Walmsley making her way over for a handshake with Brianna Chambers. Next out will be number 14, Amana Hopkins. She's out of Kona, a 5'10" senior at forward. Paris Gravely, number 15, is a 5'5 senior. The other guard, she's out of Fairfield, California, just up Highway 80. Tyonde Husky, a 5'4 senior. She's out of Fullerton. Went to Tustin High School, much like Miles Carrillo, straight out of T-Town. Rounding things out for Hawaii Pacific will be number 34, Nicole Fenumiai, the 6-foot senior out of Juneau, Alaska. For head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth year, will be sending out number 1, Stephanie Carnes, the junior, a 5'1" guard. And Carnes has been having a heck of a campaign. Number 4, or the other side of the key, will be Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino. Kimi Nakamura, number 24, is a 5'6" junior out of Sacramento and a 3-point specialist. Nakamura, a real threat from outside the key. Taki Takoi, the 5'9" senior out of Rotorua, New Zealand, will be wearing number 25. And for the Penguins, getting the start tonight, be Natalie Bentz, number 14, a 5'9" sophomore out of Crane, Oregon. That is Brian's hometown, as most people know. If you're a regular listener to Penguin Radio, then you know a lot about Brian Sanchez. My lovable sidekick, Brian Sanchez, in at 6'8". To my left, welcoming in everyone watching on Channel 30, Marin Cable. Our first year with Marin Cable, and with just another broadcaster 2 to go, I'd like to say what a pleasure it's been to have Scott Calhoun and his crew here. Marin Cable, what a difference it has made. They've got the platform set up. Dami Perry's up on one, and Carol Rosato on the other camera, bringing live images for Channel 30. Stuart Horn with you, broadcasting worldwide. This is going to be a great game. The Penguins are pumped. I got to say, B, watching HPU warm up, they were looking very solid after the long ride out to the West Coast. Here we go, in the middle. Bentz for the Penguins. Tipped out by Fenumiai. And Fenumiai knocks it into the grandstands, and the D's are going to get it. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Gonlin Center. Clock rolls. Kimmy will bring it in to Carnes in the backcourt. Here we go, fans. We are underway. Penguins, HPU, Kimmy, right wing. Pulls it overhead, calls out the play, heaves it over to Carnes. Left side. Taki, opening shot of the game, missed it right. Loose ball into the hands of Fenumia. She heaves it up the court. Very quick transition. Susanna Walmsley now all the way across to the other side. Gravely, top of the key. Right side, Walmsley. Three ball on the way. Deep. Penguins could not get the rebound. Chucked back up there by Gravely. And the Penguins with the rebound. Back the other way, no score. 40 seconds into it. Carnes bounce pass intended for Bentz. Bentz didn't see it coming, B.
No, Bentz getting the start tonight. Usually comes off the bench for the Penguins, but had a career-high 8 rebounds against the Sea Warriors last time out.
Tipped out of bounds by Walmsley. Inbounds, Penguins short side. Top of the key, left side. Three ball, Kimmy on the way, way left. Down with it, Bentz. Loose ball, everybody falls on it. HPU ball. Bringing it up quickly, Husky. She goes right side, coast to coast. Dump off at the last second to Walmsley. Two ball, yes. Clock rolls, 8:55. Kimmy, left side. Ooh, I thought she walked with it, but apparently not. Three ball by Taki. On the way, yes. Penguins 3, HPU 2. Quick transition, Hawaii brings it up left side. No look pass, but nothing doing there. Down low, stolen by Bentz. Bentz stutter steps, hangs onto it now, over to Carnes, brings it across the timeline. Taki, who just buried the big tray ball, has it out on the wing. Way beyond the arc. Takes it herself, right side. Too much window, Taki. charging foul called against Tecoy. HP on the turnover bait.
Little too aggressive there from Tecoy. Went in there a little reckless and just bowled over the HPU defender.
Well said. She went flying in there. Arms, legs, everything flying. 3-2 Penguins. Very early in game one. NC2A doubleheader tonight. Across the middle is Husky. Right wing, Husky against Carnes. Takes the screen. Dump off to Fanumiai. Two ball, yes. Fanumiai, very nice shot there, the six-footer. Playing much bigger than that, towering over everybody else on the court. Tonight's the first night I remember Bent's getting the start there. 17-51, Carnes with a head fake. Now the check, three ball again, Taki, short. Loose ball, rebound Gravely. Gravely dumps it outside to Husky, brings it up. Trouble for the DUs, shot on goal by Hopkins, no. Penguins with the rebound, Valentine, left side. Kimmy all alone. Timeout, Chambers. 4-3, Penguins trail, 17:32, radio.dominican.edu. End of the timeout has come, fans, 17:32 to go. It looked like Kimmy had the soft side wide open, too. Everybody had collapsed over to the western side of the court. Nakamura was all alone as the Penguins brought it up. Coach Chambers called the timeout just as Kimmy was about to unleash the fury. But the DUs have it on the sideline, and they bring it in. Kimmy now being guarded very closely. Taki, right side, driving in from the lane is Carnes, blocked. Carnes can't get the rebound. Loose ball, 2-on-2 in the backcourt. Coach screams out the play. Husky brings it across the timeline. Diagonally from left to right, herself all the way. Husky jumper, no. Buckles gets her own rebound. Three ball by Walmsley goes down. Nice shot, 21 and a half feet. 7-3 HPU on top. Carnes herself, left side blocked. No whistle, saved by Husky. Husky to Walmsley. Walmsley with a tip out to start the game. Husky left side. Green getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Three ball goes off by Kimmy. Oh, Benz had the rebound, but it's swiped away by Hopkins. Now under the bucket very softly is Gravely.
The Sea Warriors do such a beautiful job of sharing the ball here. They always find the open look.
9-3. Penguins on a little bit of a drought with 16 and a half to go in the first half. Penguins getting ready to bring in three. Bentz now, left elbow just beyond. Carnes to Kayla. Kayla now down on the baseline, back out to to Stephanie Carnes. Shot by Kayla Valentine from the left side and a whistle, but everybody's going back the other way. So I suspect it's going to be called against Valentine.
That is going to be another charge call. This time it's on Valentine.
DUs will bring in Hyatt and Green. And for the first time tonight, Danielle Yamauchi, the freshman at 5'4" out of Torrance, has been a tremendous threat all around the league. Yamauchi getting a ton of airtime because she's getting lots of minutes. Three ball left wing by Cecilia Nguyen. Is that right? That is not right. Who scored that big?
That was Paris Gravely, the 5'5 senior guard.
Gravely again. 12-3. Gravely knocked down the dead ball. Three ball. And now Yamauchi, pretty much the first time she'd had the ball for any extended period of time. And Yamauchi came under with the scoop. Not really a travel. Kind of scooped it. Penguin cheerleaders on the floor. We're back in 30. A big night around these parts. Sea Warriors in the house. Brian Sanchez is in the house as well. Speaking of Brian Sanchez, he will have the play-by-play. And here he is, folks. B-San.
Thank you, Stu. As the girls take the court again, it's going to be HPU ball on the side out after the media. Lady Penguins trailing 12-3 early here as the Sea Warrior ball movement is really taking control of this game. They're finding open looks down low. And here comes Husky back down the court for the Sea Warriors. She tries to throw it to a wide open Tolbert. She's not open. Flynn gets it, takes it away, goes up glass, and it's good. 12-5 now. Penguins pull it within seven, and Husky brings it back the other way. Tolbert in the game now, as I just mentioned, for the Sea Warriors. Here comes Husky. She drives in. She meets Hyatt. Kicks it out to Tolbert. Wide open jumper. Good from the left elbow. 14-5.
Man, that was a line drive. And she just buried that thing with such confidence. That hurts.
Yamauchi brings it back. Hands it to Valentine. Valentine's working left wing. 15 minutes left in the half. Dominican trails by 9. Yamauchi right wing. She's working on Husky. Step back. Thought about the three. Gives it to Flynn. Flynn, usually a little more eager to shoot the three, gives it to Valentine, who drives. But before she can get the pass off to Valentine, she's going to be called for a travel. Just got wrapped up. The ball got wrapped up there, and she had to take the third step or she was going to hit the ground.
You're right. She had it pinched between her wrist and her right hip. And one of the HPUs stuck a hand in there and broke it up and forced the issue.
So here's Tolbert on the other side. Gives it to Husky. Sea Warriors leading 14-5. Husky's jumper up. No good. Rebound. Fenumiai. She hands it to Walmsley in the right corner. Gets it left wing. That's Ladrido, who just checked in. Gives it to Tolbert again. Her jumper's up. No good. This time pulled down by Flynn.
Fenumiai was just in perfect position there, Brian, to get that rebound. And that's what the one thing the Penguins haven't been doing all season.
Yamauchi to Flynn, the freshman connection there. Flynn hands it to Valentine. Back to Yamauchi, left wing. She's working on Husky. Yamauchi goes right, gives it to Flynn, who puts up the quick three, up, bounces, no good, rebound Tolbert. Flynn, that was a deep one there. As the Sea Warriors push it back the other way, there's Ladrido on the pull-up jumper, no good, rebound Yamauchi, able to outwork Walmsley there. Yamauchi brings it up herself. She's going in the middle. She finds Valentine, right wing. Valentine drives, runner, good. 14-7 now, Sea Warriors lead here, 13:45 left in the half. Walmsley has the ball right corner, Jasmine Green on her.
Get Valentine going along with Ariana Flynn, and that's an inside-out combo that's very tough to defend against.
Tolbert went up for the shot, blocked by Flynn. 6'4 freshman Sarah Nelson checks in. So does Taki Takoi. She comes back. They grab Jasmine Green. She's out now. Stephanie Karn set to check back in.
Sarah Nelson has been a tremendous story this year. The 6'4 freshman, first 6'4 player we've had on the women's team in 8 years, and she has really made her presence known around the league.
Walmsley, three, right corner, no good. Rebound, Flynn. Also right before the end of the break there, Karn's in for Valentine. Yamauchi goes in the middle, gets trapped a little bit, and just like Valentine did earlier, she travels on the play. Again, a Sea Warrior gets her hand on the ball and forces the Lady Penguin into extra steps.
You know, Brian, it's not enough to be 6'4". You've got to be able to play. And that's exactly what Sarah Nelson does. She's not only has that luxury of height, but she's also a great player.
Here's Husky, left wing, controlling the offense. Karn's pestering her. Hopkins has the ball. Now she finds Walmsley down low. Tries to go around Nelson. Unsuccessful. Nelson sends her way. Karn's picks it up. She starts the break herself. She's going in on Hopkins. Her scoop shot's no good. Hopkins sends it away easily as she just laid it up right into Hopkins' face, and she's able to swat it away.
And that's the thing about Karn's. Karn's is a great player, but at 5'1", it's really tough to get a clean look. A one-on-one, she goes in there left side with a layup and just couldn't get it around Walmsley.
Gravely returns for HPU. She gets Walmsley. Ball's in the hands of Yamauchi, left wing. She drives into the middle. She needs a bailout, and she gets it. She jumped in the air, had nothing to do, but they're going to call the foul, and it looks like it's going to be on Paris Gravely. That's going to send Yamauchi the line.
Pretty lucky for Danielle, because she really had no business going up 2-on-1, she being the one. But she was able to draw the foul.
Yamauchi's first free throw is up, and it's good now, 14-8. As the Lady Penguins cut the deficit to 6.
Now it makes her look genius. That's great.
Yamauchi, the 75% free throw shooter on the season, puts the second one up and right through. She nails them both, 14-9 now.
That number's going up, B.
Here comes Husky back the other way. She finds Gravely wide open in the right corner. She needs help. She finds it, gets it to Hopkins. Hopkins tries to force it down low. Nelson pokes it away, but it ends up in the hands of Gravely, forces it inside. Karnes hits the deck, but it gets back to Husky at the point. Husky gets it back to Hopkins, finds a wide open Fenumiai inside. She misses. Husky tries to go up. Nelson roofs it, sends her away, gets it to Yamauchi for the break the other way. Great defense there from the Lady Penguins.
That really was. That was good work by Nelson.
Flynn, left wing. Gets it back to Karnes to Yamauchi. Yamauchi handling now, gets the screen from Nelson. Nelson slips the screen. Yamauchi goes inside herself, hands it to Nelson. And another traveling call on Danielle Yamauchi. She had Nelson wide open.
Is that two or three?
That's two on Yamauchi, one on Valentine. Three travels so far in this game. 12:08 left in the half. HPU leads Dominican 14-9, and here comes Husky back the other way.
Insult to injury. Immediately following the travel, Nelson did knock it in, but of course it was waved off.
Here's Gravely. She hands it off to Tolbert. Tolbert looked like she walked, but she didn't. Gives it back to Gravely, and the bank is open on the three. Gravely lucks out, and there's a fast break back the other way. It's Sarah Nelson. She goes up for the layup, and she gets sent away hard as Tolbert is able to block the shot and send Nelson crashing to the ground.
Immediate timeout now, B. 11:46 to go. 17-9, the Penguins trail, but are hanging very tough. After the last time these two teams met, the Penguins kind of got the short end of the stick on that. The Penguins just spent the last week on the road, and but now back home, Penguins feeling, I would say, very comfortable.
Yeah, you know, when you lose 111-43, that has a chance to really shatter your confidence against a team. The Lady Penguins have not let that happen. 17-9 is not a terrible deficit. Is it big early in the game? Yeah. But can you recover from that? Absolutely. I expect the Lady Penguins to fight back at home as they always do.
Penguin cheerleaders are on the floor. And once again, we want to say hey to Scott Calhoun and the rest of the group from Channel 30. Our first year with Marin Cable, and it has been great. You are listening to Penguin Basketball. NC2A Penguin Basketball, I might add. Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, my lovable sidekick off to my left. Guys are scheduled to come up at 7:30 tonight, but for now, it is the women's game. The crowd filling in nicely, and a 17-9 game. Penguins are back out on the floor. It'll be Takoy, Valentine, Nelson. And the Penguins are back out there as Ariana Flynn is out there, and I'm missing one. Stephanie Carnes, thank you. Flynn now gets the rebound after Takoy missed the three ball. Flynn heaves up a tray ball. Missed. It is an air ball into the hands of Sarah Nelson, who kicks it right back out very quickly to Ariana Flynn, who puts it back in for a deuce. 17-11. Penguins now on defense. Charging foul called against Catherine Tolbert.
Yeah, Catherine Tolbert there got a little too aggressive inside. Takoy able to take the blow, the senior captain. That's her job. That's what she does. She turns momentum, and it's exactly what she's doing right now. Takoy inbounds it. It's going to be Carnes bringing it back the other way. Dominican trailing by six now, 17-11. Just over 11 minutes left in the half. Ball's in the hands of Valentine. Gets it to Flynn. Flynn to Carnes. Carnes working on Husky. Carnes goes left, kicks it out to Flynn. Left corner three is up. No good. Rebound loose. Hopkins pulls it down. She's looking for Husky. She's going to find her. Husky's going to bring it back. Here comes Husky. She gets it out to Hopkins for the three. No good. Rebounds up. Pulled down by Tolbert. Sent away by Nelson. Ball's loose. Goes to Hopkins. It looked like it was blocked by Nelson, but they're going to call a foul on the play. They're going to call it underneath on Taki Takoy. Nelson did get the clean block up top, but Takoy got the elbow from underneath. That's going to send Hopkins to the line.
I thought for sure that was going to be called against Sarah Nelson. She was just so wrapped up, so much traffic. It could have been called on either of the two ladies, tell you the truth.
Hopkins set to take the free throw. Her shot's up. Her shot's good. 18-11 now the score here. Just under 11 minutes left in the half. Nakamura and Bench check in. Takoy and Flynn check out. Couldn't even see Takoy commit the foul on that play. You had the 5'10 Hopkins and the 6'4 Sarah Nelson, and she just kind of disappeared behind those two.
So my imagination is Hopkins look much bigger than 5'10.
She does, and she plays bigger. Her second free throw is up, and it's good.
It's a good call.
19-11 now. Here comes Carnes the other way. Sarah Nelson in the post, working hard as always. Nakamura with the ball. She drives. She loses it, able to pick it back up. Turnaround left-handed push shot is good from Kimmy Nakamura, 19-13.
That was like a shot put. The way she brought it off the shoulder, but she got it to go down.
Here's Walmsley, who just checked back in the game, to Tolbert. Back to Hopkins. Thought about the jumper. Thinks better. Gets it to Gravely for another three. No good. Rebound loose. Tolbert knocks it out of bounds, and it is going to be Dominican ball, and Tolbert comes up limping on the play.
Oh, Tolbert's right knee took the brunt. All the force went on that knee as she got wrapped up with Sarah Nelson on the baseline.
Fanumi is going to check in for Tolbert now. as Nakamura inbounds it to Carnes and Dominican brings it back, trailing by 6, 19-13, 10-20 left in the half. Carnes gets it to Valentine. Valentine drives in, kicks it out to Carnes, but it's just out of the reach of Carnes. It goes sailing into the HPU bench. It'll be HPU ball leading by 6.
Plays like that keep coaches awake at night, very deep into the night, where they just throw the ball away, and just so tough to deal with. Misthrown balls, trying to find somebody on an offensive play in a fast break situation. The intended recipient breaks the opposite direction, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds. One of those unforced turnovers, so hard to deal with when you got the ball.
And HPU returns the favor as Walmsley sends it flying over Gravely. So it's Dominican ball bringing back the other way. 19-13, Dominican trails here. Valentine into the middle, taken away by Gravely. And they're going to call a dual possession on that one, and it is HPU ball. Great defensive play there by Paris Gravely.
That was so aggressive by Valentine. She went in against three HPUs. Didn't get the better of it, but I'll give her props for trying.
Here's Melody Ladrido, the 5'5 junior, just checked in the game. She has the ball. She's going up against Carnes. That's one-on-one there. She gets it back out to Hopkins. Hopkins' jumper is up, and it's good as Hopkins' mid-range game continues to be on point here. Dominican trails 21-13.
The shooting acumen by HPU is just unparalleled. Beautiful.
Here's Valentine, right wing. She drives left, pulls up. She looks to set up the offense here. They're going to run a play. There's going to be a screen down low. No, Husky's going to steal the pass to Carnes and go in for the easy layup to put HPU up by 10, 23-13. Husky jumped the passing lane there and got an easy steal.
Carnes, like you said, is very pesky, but when it's one-on-one against the 5-1 Carnes, it tends to be automatic.
Here's Carnes in the middle herself. She tries another scoop shot, easily blocked. Benz pulls it down. She misses the easy layup, so it's going back the other way. The ball's in the hands of Ladrido. She's got people running with her, but Valentine, with the great defense, forces Ladrido to pull it out, set up the half-court offense. Hopkins, right wing, mid-range jumper again. No good. Rebound. Lauren Hyatt off her hands. It's bouncing around, and Husky's able to pick it up. Here comes Fenumani. Gets it to Ladrido. Her three's up. Bounces. No good. Valentine is able to pull this one down and the possession. Here comes Dominican back the other way. Nakamura left wing. Off the long pass from Valentine. It's stolen from her. Ladrido takes it away. There's going to be a whistle on the play. And they're going to call a foul on Stephanie Carnes. A reach there. As Dominican trails 23-13. Flynn and Yamauchi in. Carnes and Valentine out.
Carnes is playing her heart out. That was only her first foul. Brian, but boy, she has been playing aggressively. And at 5'1", I mean, let's face it, I don't want to keep harping on her height, but she's got to play tough.
8:25 left in the half here. Dominican trailing by 10. As Walmsley has the ball, she pumps fakes, but she walks before she throws that ball down. That's a travel. Heading back the other way, Dominican trailing by 10. 8:14 left in the half.
That was a great head fake, except for the stutter step, but she had everybody deep going the other way.
Jasmine Green checks in for Natalie Bentz as Kimi Nakamura is set to inbound it to Danielle Yamauchi. Yamauchi covered by sophomore Brittany Hale, just checked in the game. Here's Green, high post. She drives herself. She pulls it up. She finds Flynn, left wing. Three is up. Way too long. Air ball, no good. Walmsley's able to battle Green for the rebound. Gets it into Hale. Hale's going to start the fast break. She's got Ladrido. Ladrido pull-up jumper is good. Nice shot there by Ladrido. 25-13 now. 7:50 left in the half. Yamauchi brings it back the other way. She'll drive into the middle. Kick it out to Flynn. Flynn looks to work it inside. She runs into a wall in Fenumani. Ball goes out to Yamauchi. Drives in, has Green inside, but it's knocked away. Green is able to get her hands on it. She loses it to Gravely. Gets it out to Walmsley. Walmsley pushes it to Hale. And it's another fast break opportunity for HPU. Here's Ladrido in the corner. Pump fake the three. Drives, layup, no good, but they're going to call a foul on Lauren Hyatt, getting a piece of the wrist there. Dominican trailing 25-13, 7:24 left in this game as Ladrido is going to the line.
You know, Brian, years ago, the second baseman on the Penguins softball team was also named Brittany Hale. So just maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So when you said Brittany Hale's coming to the game, yours truly got very confused there for a moment.
Little flash from the past there.
Yeah, absolutely. hey, this game's not so, this game is going very quickly, but really not so bad for the Penguins. They've had some missed opportunities, but it seems like in every game, all teams could say that. But clearly the Penguins have had some very seriously missed opportunities at 25-13. They would like to be in it a little bit more than this. And it's my opinion, B, that if the Penguins could get a little more of the shot-making from up close, doesn't it seem to you an inordinate number of shots from up close are nowhere near the bucket? And Flynn is not even close to zeroing in.
Yeah, especially on the ones inside, there's been a couple gimmies that you just have to get off glass. I would say there's been four. You add those four to the score that should be givens, we have 25-21, and it's a four-point deficit here for the Lady Penguins. But you know what? Coming off a 70-point loss, you really have to feel good about being down 12. You're obviously doing something. You were stopping HPU much more than you were when they were playing on the islands.
I'll give you that. And furthermore, Flynn is 0-for, and she's taken at least five shots beyond the arc, three of which, I'm sorry to report, have been airballed.
Yeah, Flynn.
That is not Flynn-like.
Flynn is eighth in the league in three-pointers made, but she's also in the top three in three-pointers taken. We look to see as her career continues, she'll get more and more accurate as she matures, and then she's going to turn into a force. Melody Ladrido at the line. She got fouled by Hyatt right before the media timeout. She makes the first free throw, 26-13. HPU doubles up the Lady Penguins here in the first half.
You make a good point. Flynn is just a freshman. And some in the middle of the season, Flynn, it seemed, was knocking down everything beyond the arc and had a lot of teams very confused.
Ladrido makes the second free throw, 27-13 now the score. Yamauchi handling. She drives in, pulls up, gets it to Takoi, who checked in. Takoi drives out to Green. Green thought about the jumper. She'll drive, go off glass, and there's another chippy inside that they miss. Rebound pulled down by Vesperis. Gets it to Ladrido. Ladrido pull-up jumper, air ball, pulled in by Hale. Hale, the five-footer, was able to get inside and rip that one down as she controls it out at the point. There's Gravely, right corner three, no good, rebound again, HPU, that's Vesperis, as they try to get it to Gravely. Hyatt knocks it away, Nakamura picks it up. Nakamura's gonna start the break herself. She pulls up, she finds Takoi, right corner three is up, no good, rebound, Jasmine Green battling, and it goes off of her hands as she tries to box out Gravely. It's gonna be HPU ball. HPU lead 27-13, 6:30 left in the half.
That was one of those split-second decisions made by Green. She boxed out, tipped it, then pulled the hands back, didn't chase after it. But I think it was the right call.
Here's Hale for HPU back the other way. Gets it into the corner. That's Gravely. Pump fake drive. Nowhere to go. She tries to stop herself, but she can't. She drags that pivot foot. It's a turnover. Dominican ball trailing by 14, 27-13. Valentine, Carnes, Benson, Nelson check in. Takoi is the only one who will remain on the court there for the Penguins.
For the obvious comparison between Hale and Carnes, 5'1 Carnes, 5 foot Hale, both girls very tenacious, pestering. I love that word. You use that early in the game, and that's exactly what players that size do.
Carnes hit the dirt. Now she puts up the three, and it's good from the left wing. Stephanie Carnes brings Dominican that much closer, and then she pokes away. The inbounds pass, but it'll stay HPU ball, but Stephanie Carnes brings it within 11, 27-16.
Hey, that's good work on both sides of the ball.
Earlier in that possession, she hit the ground, but she was able to keep the dribble alive, brought it over to left wing, put up the three, and made it.
She did keep dribbling, even when she was down on her knee.
Little Curly Neal action there. Gravely, right wing.
That's a great reference from the past.
Gets it out to Husky, gets it to Hopkins. Mid-range jumper is right through as Hopkins. That's her fourth mid-range jumper that's gone right through here tonight, 29-16.
Smooth as a meadowlark.
Sarah Nelson down low, turnaround jumper, no good. Gravely pulls it down, starts Husky on her way. Husky's running with Ladrido. Husky fakes the pass, she'll go up herself. Valentine's able to knock it away. Referees have to look at each other. It looked like it went off of Husky there, but they're going to say it went off of Valentine. I'm not sure about that one. It'll be HPU ball leading 29-16. Inbound pass to Ladrido. Ladrido barely gets it. It was heading right towards head coach Brianna Chambers.
Sure was.
Husky to Ladrido. Ladrido working on it. She gets Husky, dumps it down low to Fenumani. She decides to switch pivot foots in the middle of the possession, and you just can't do that. That's a travel.
You're right. It was left pivot, and then she decided to switch it up right in the middle.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? This one's not going to work. Let's try the right foot. Not happening here at the Conlin Center. These refs will have none of that. Here comes Carnes back the other way, trailing 29-16. 5 minutes left in the half now. Carnes gets the screen from Bentz. Loses the ball. Tokoi picks it up. Tokoi backs it out now. Control the offense. Picks up her dribble, but Valentine comes out to help her. Valentine's going to drive herself. She goes up for the shot. There's a whistle on the play. Not sure what they're calling, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Moving screen there on Natalie Bentz. It did look like she got jumbled up in there, and they caught her for it. Six team fouls for the Lady Penguins, only two for the Sea Warriors, as they lead 29-16, just under 5 minutes in the half, ball in the hands of Ladrido. Here's Husky at the point, Valentine on her. Husky crosses her over, gets inside, gets it out to Tolbert. Yep. Tolbert tries to get a Ladrido, stolen by Tokoi. She starts a fast break herself. She's taking on three Sea Warriors, but Tolbert shows great speed, is able to get back and catch Tokoi. Knocks it away. It's going to stay Dominican ball, but what an effort there by Tokoi, and what an effort by Catherine Tolbert.
I got to say, Tolbert caught her. Three on one. Tokoi was way out in front, and that's a difference, having to dribble at the same time as running.
Inbounds pass to Tokoi, goes off her hands. Bentz picks it up, though. Valentine to Carnes. Carnes for a three from the same spot. No good. Nelson able to rip down the rebound with those long arms. She tries to get it out to Carnes, but sends it way over her head, over the HPU bench even. It's going to be HPU ball leading 29-16, 4:20 left in the half.
I love Nelson's game, but that was a freshman move right there. She was able to haul it in, heavy traffic. That was the height, but then not having the awareness. She saw Carnes out of the corner of her eye, but just couldn't connect, and it's not easy to hit Carnes.
Here comes Husky, gets it in the corner. Back to Tolbert in the middle, who decided to walk before she dribbled, and that's a travel, 29-16. Dominican trails, but they're getting the ball back here with 4 minutes left in the half.
Penguins hanging tough, looking pretty good here all of a sudden.
Fanumi I will check in for Tolbert. No substitutions for Dominican, who's been doing the mass substitutions here in this game. Carnes brings it up. Trying to get it to Valentine. She's blocked off, though, by Ladrido. Tokoi has it. Gets it to Valentine. Valentine's going to drive. Pull-up jumper is right through. 29-18, 3:30. 3:40 left in the half.
Left side, she pulled up and buckled. That was sweet.
Ladrido, free throw line jumper, air ball. Bentz is able to keep it in bounds. She fights for it, but the ball ends up in the hands of Gravely. Gets it to Ladrido to Husky for a wide open three. Not even close. Sarah Nelson battles for the rebound, and she just knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be HPU ball, and we're heading to immediate timeout. Lady Penguins trailing the Sea Warriors 29-18. 3:33 left in the half. It'll be HPU ball when we return. You're listening to Live Women's Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. We're back from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Sea Warriors leading 29-18. And on the call, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Gravely and Hopkins, who are 1-2 statistically in the PacWest Conference, the best shooting team in field goal percentage and three-point field goal percentage. Oy. They average over 73 points a game. Speaking of which, Hopkins, three ball, down. 32-18 as Hopkins converts very quickly as we are at 3:20 left in the first half, fans. Left side, Valentine being guarded closely by Ladrido. Well, Ladrido screaming in her face. Now they work it into the post to Nelson. Again, Nelson turns around and finds no one at the baseline. And it goes out of bounds, 32-18. That's two unforced throwaways by the freshman.
Just a little miscommunication.
I suppose so. We've had a great time talking about Nelson all season. She has been a great get for the Penguins. Honestly, couldn't be happier. Just a couple of mistakes here and there. But, you expect that out of a freshman. And, boy, once she gets that part of her game in order, look out. Two ball right side. Husky, no. Rebound Penguins. Flynn brings it up right edge. Carnes wants to fire the three, but won't because she's out there on the right wing. She's a lefty. Prefers to shoot it from the left side. Down low, looking in the post. for Hyatt. And it goes, I don't know if it went right between her fingers or if it missed her to the right. Either way, it goes out of bounds. The Penguins will bring it in. Finumiai from the baseline. One DU in the backcourt. That is Yamauchi, 32-18. 2.5 to go in the first half. Piab and B-San with the halftime extravaganza coming up at halftime. Ladrido, top of the key, working it around. Three ball again. Well, HPU is really firing the threes now. By Gravely, no. Penguins down with it. Yamauchi coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Kayla, too far out, throws it away. Stolen by Husky. Husky over to Ladrido on the way. Ladrido cans it and is fouled. So she'll go to the line with an opportunity for a three-point play. Flynn draws her first. The seventh team foul committed by the Dominicans in the first half. Only two committed by Hawaii so far. Ladrido at 5'5". She's a junior right out of Vallejo. Stands with a wide open stance. Toes the line, right foot. Pulls the left foot back on the way. Backspin, three-point play is achieved. 35-18 now. .50 to go. Penguins on offense. Whistles off ball. Foul is committed by Kayla Valentine. That's her second B. Off ball, and I'm not sure what the violation was.
Got a little frustrated down in the post. Ended up shoving her defender. That was Hopkins on that play.
No, that's not the first time I've seen her do that tonight. I've seen her push off a couple times. So finally she gets caught on it. Uh-oh, ball thrown away, but saved by Ladrido. And that's one of the differences in this game. When the Penguins throw it away, it goes out. In this case, HPU threw it away, and they were able to regain control. 35-18. With 90 seconds to go in the first half. Kimi Nakamura's come back in. Oh, they had something to say. Penguins now bring it up. Uncontested in the backcourt. Clock rolls .125. Flynn right wing. Flynn's way out there. Flynn chucks it all the way across the court. Back and forth. Danielle, oh brother, what a rejection by Hopkins. All alone on the break is Husky. Easiest layup she's ever going to face in collegiate hoops, and she converts. Sometimes those easy shots are the toughest ones to make. 37-18, fans. 1 minute to go. First half, Kimi has it stolen away for a second by Ladrido. Ladrido's back up on her feet. 50 seconds, 13 on the shot clock. Kimi looks back at the coach, gets a sign, drives in from the free throw line, walks with it. Oh, wait a minute.
They're going to call the reach on that one.
Kimmy's bucket counts, and she'll go to the line. Now, Brian, I'm not sure, but was my imagination, or did she walk with that?
It seemed like she walked. It must have been after the foul call, so they wave it off.
Kimi achieves the three-point play. 37-21. D's looking pretty good. 40-39. Penguins started off very shaky tonight. Maybe they were a little jitters being back home and playing a team that creamed them last time. 30 seconds left. Two ball goes off. Everybody under the bucket. Bence gets wrapped up with Hopkins. I'd say Hopkins has got her by 15 pounds.
Easy.
Hopkins slammed into her. Bounced off of Bence. Little old Bence stayed put. Hopkins hit the deck and drew the foul. Bence yanked. 26 seconds to go as Green comes in. Jasmine Green, a first-year player for Coach Chambers, has been a great get. And she's a great bench player. The 6-foot Green out of Glendale, a junior transfer.
A lot of energy and rebounding out of her.
Glendale, Arizona, I might add, not California. Shot up by Hopkins is good. Hopkins is one of those players. Of course, one part of the 1-2 highest statistic in the Pac-West Conference for shooters. But she's also just got that air about her, very solid, a team leader. She makes both of them. 26.4 seconds, Hopkins out, and Brittany Hale will come back in now. No, it's not Hale. In fact, it's Sabrina Vesperas, the 5'6 sophomore out of Stockton, will come in her place. 23 seconds, shot clock is off. And the DUs can only hope to get one shot off before halftime to go into the clubhouse with just a little mo. Back and forth, Yamauchi. Stutter steps, fakes left, goes right. Layup right side, missed it by a mile, 5 seconds. Rebound HPU, all alone on the way. Gravely missed it 1 second. So with less than 1 second to go, we'll round out the first half. And this will be a good test for HPU. 0.7 seconds to go, B, and let's see if they can convert. There's only one play they could possibly have up their sleeve. Fanumi brings it in. Inbounds blocked by Danielle Yamauchi. Great move by Yamauchi. 39-21, B.
Fantastic work there by Yamauchi. Dominican down 18 here. But when you compare it to losing by 70, they've obviously made improvements. They're a lot more comfortable on their home court. And they really fight harder at home. They must have just, when they fell down big on the islands, they lost momentum and hung their heads and let that one get away. Not going to happen here tonight. I expect them to come out in the second half with some serious fire.
Yeah, there's a good crowd on hand, too. So we have a 15-minute break for halftime. Piab and B-San will be back with the halftime extravaganza in just a few minutes. We'll take a break as the Penguin cheerleaders have hit the floor. NC2A basketball. Big Penguin doubleheader tonight from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and B-San. We'll be back in a few. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to Radio.Dominican.edu. We've got a real good game here in the Conlin Center. The Penguins lost to HPU by about 40 points in their last meeting. Now they're only down 18. A few threes with their sharp shooters could get them back in the game. Kimi Nakamura scored about 26 points in each of her games. So far, she only has 6 points. If she gets hot, same with Ariana Flynn, this team will be on fire. And not to mention, you have the turnover ratio, which is outstanding. The Penguins have 17, and HPU has 10. The Penguins need to get that out of their way and just start draining shots now. They're hot. They're not making anything. They're not doing anything spectacular. But if they want to get back, they have to do something spectacular. And the one person that can do that for this team is Kayla Valentine. Kayla Valentine is their scorer. She has 7 turnovers. This is why she's not getting a lot of playing time in that first half. But when she starts getting going, this team will be a team to be reckoned with. So we'll be back on radio.dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kiyabia. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. Patrick Kiyabyab here for the second half of this doubleheader. Tokoi for three. Misses front iron. And now Carnes with the rebound, but they're going to say she traveled. Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1 junior out of Fremont, California. She's always been hungry for play. Now HPU has the ball. Husky finds Gravely in the corner. Now Hopkins has it on the right wing. And for three, HPU shoots it off. Natalie Bentz with the rebound. Now Penguins pushing. Valentine finds Carnes. Carnes on top of the key, drives, misses it back iron. Bentz fights for possession, gets the rebound as she dives on the floor. Carnes on the right wing, back to Valentine on the left. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 19-11 left in the game. Nakamura, three. Off front iron, rebound HPU. Now the Sea Warriors are in transition. They'll lay it up, and that is in. 41-21, Penguins down 20. And Stephanie Carnes has it. Tokoi to Nakamura, three. Ball, that's off back iron. Carnes with the offensive rebound. She has it on the left wing, now left corner. Captain Tokoi calls the play. 24 on the shot clock yet again. Carnes has it, and now she's just barking out orders. Standing alone, drives to the left wing. Carnes drives the lane now, steps back. 10 seconds now, Nakamura on top of the key. To Tokoi, Carnes in the left corner. 5 seconds, she's in trouble. Double team, Tokoi, 1 second, they gotta get it off, it's a turnover. HPU has it, they're gonna drive. Here comes Husky. She's all alone. And they're going to call a foul on the Penguins, and it will be. It's going to be on 24. That's Kimi Nakamura. Now, that's their first team foul of the half. Husky at the line. Husky. So far in the game, she has 4 total points. Husky, first free throw. That's a swish. This HPU team's very impressive. They could shoot the 3-ball. They know how to drive the lane, and they could first force turnovers. 42-21. Penguins down 21. 18-14 in the game. Free throw. Set. Front iron. Bench. Rebound. And the Penguins want to go in transition. Carnes. To Coy, right wing. Right corner. Valentine. 3. That's off. And now the rebound. HPU. Walsme. Walsme now in the left corner. Passes it over to Husky on the right. And here's. That's Vesperis. Off back iron, rebound, Husky. She's skied high for that rebound. It's going to be off a Dominican Penguin. While Husky was out of bounds, she threw it off the leg of a Dominican Penguin. Smart play there. Now, ready to inbound are the Sea Warriors. Husky, that's just too easy. She took it in the teeth of the Penguin defense. 44-21, Penguins down 23. 17:35 left. Carnes to Valentine. Valentine right now in the right corner to Takoy, top of the key. Carnes left corner, 3-ball, is it in? No. She gets the rebound right back. Corner shot. That's a good mid-range area for Stephanie Carnes. Hopefully that could get her going. 44-23. Penguins down 21 with 17:15. Husky driving the lane. She'll give it to Walsman. Vespor. Back to Walsman. There's a pass in the inside. Shot off. And it's going to be tipped up. HPU has the ball. Now Vespera. Vesperis. Left corner. No. Carnes with the rebound. 16:55 left. It's easily stolen after that pass. Husky will lay that up and in. Count that foul. Oh, my goodness. Husky's off to a great start. This is 3 straight layups that Husky has made in this second half.
Husky's just one of those shooters, P.O.B. She can do it all. And indicated right there by the way she stole the ball away from Carnes and then ran it in the right side and was able to create. She really created that foul.
Yeah, she created that foul. She did it all by herself. Now here's Husky. Toes the line. 3-point play is good.
She's good on both sides of the ball.
Ladrido, the Vallejo native, checks back in the game for Husky. And after Husky nailed that 3-point play, she'll sit. 47-23. Penguins down.
Ladrido had a heck of a first half.
Oh, she did. I saw her doing warm-ups, too. She could shoot that 3-ball like crazy. Now Valentine on the left wing. Carnes in the left corner brings it back on top of the key. She's the point guard. She's directing orders now. 8 seconds on the shot clock. She's in trouble. Nakamura corner. 3. Can you count that? Because she's cookies. 47-26. That brings the Penguins down only by 21.
Ladrido's perfect from the line, no less.
HPU in trouble. Good defense by Nakamura. They'll send it down. And it's now on top of the Cree Vesperis. Now to Husky. Excuse me. Tolbert in the corner. Is Ladrido. Back to Walsme. Walsme back to Vesperis. And she throws that away. Penguins defense is ready to play. We have a media timeout. And we're back here. Welcome, Marin TV. I'm Patrick Kiyabiab. This is my friend Stuart Horn. The Penguins are in a tough one. If they could get their 3-point shooting gone and get their turnovers out of the way, they're back in this game, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And as you mentioned, Ladrido having a great night, perfect from the line, 50% outside the line. She has scored, it looks like, 8 points so far. No, 10 points so far, P.O.B.,
yes.
In this 47-26 game where HPU is really starting to create some daylight.
Look, Stu, Ladrido is a Vallejo native. That's only 20 minutes away from Marin, from San Rafael, and she's got her own crowd right behind us, and I could hear them screaming all night long, and she's just good to be home, I should say.
Yeah, perhaps. How somebody from Vallejo ends up here at the Conlin Center by way of Hawaii. But she is really a great player, and if nothing else, having a great night, but I suspect that it's something that she does every night.
Yeah. Now the Penguins will have the ball back, and the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, is coming up.
15:54, fans. Good job there, Piab, on the opening part of the second half. 47-26. Yamauchi's got it with Ladrido plastered to her. Ladrido flanks Yamauchi out to the right side. Ooh, almost pushed her out of bounds. Top of the key, Kimmy jumps with it. Down low, Hyatt thrown away again. Oh, you know what HPU is doing here, Piab, is they are forcing the Penguins to make mistakes. Three ball, left corner by Gravely. Dead. 57-26. 15:23 to go on radio.dominican.edu. If it's that piece, I think that's me. Top of the key now, between the circles, is Danielle Yamauchi. She's got it with Ladrido on her. Right side, tipped out, poked away into the hands of Hyatt. Hyatt missed the easy jumper from close range. Turn around, on the way, Gravely. Left side, runs it in, Gravely. That's good. And it goes. Good shot by Gravely, 52-26. Timeout called by Coach Chambers. We'll be back in 20 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go. 14:53 to go. Stuart Horn and Piab. Do you broadcasters for tonight? Worldwide broadcast, penultimate event. That is tonight, and then two nights from now will be the final home game. Penguins shot on goal from the right wing, no good. Nakamura is forced out of bounds. After the rebound, fouls committed by Susanna Wemsley, the 5'7 junior. Check it, it was against Ladrido? No, it was against Wemsley. 52-26, 14:38 to go. Penguins will have it on the short side. Danielle looking for a place to bring it in. One bouncer to Green. Top of the key, Taki. Back to Kayla. Right corner, Yamauchi. Down low, perfect feed to Hyatt. Hyatt gets ripped under the bucket, and she'll go to the line. Hyatt had a clean look there, Pia.
Stu, this is what the Penguins need to do, and that's just attack the basket, no doubt about it. And this is how they get trips to the line, and this is how they actually get points inside. That's what they need to do.
Hyatt to keep the Penguins. Well, I wanted to say right there, but at 52-27 now, that may not be right. 52-27. Hyatt to make it 28. Let's see if she can do it on the way in and out. Jasmine Green had a hand on the rebound, and she gets the rebound, tries to put it back up herself, and she draws the foul from Catherine Tolbert. So Tolbert then fouled Hyatt on the way. That's a little hot. 14:25, and now Green will go back to the line. So no time has run off the clock, and the Penguins are going to get four shots at it, one of which has gone down, and now Green misses this one a little short. So Hyatt made one of two. Immediately then fouled was Green. And she'll go back to the line after missing the first one. Bends. Deep. Hyatt with the rebound. Standing on the end line. Poked out of bounds. And Hyatt will be credited with the ball going out of bounds off of the defender.
Penguins being aggressive this half, Stu. I really like it.
DU's will have the ball on the short side again. This is where it all started. 3 seconds is all that's run off the clock in the last 30 seconds, or the last minute and a half of total play. Green had it and poked away from Green by Hopkins. That was heads up into the hands of Gravely across the timeline. Down low now. Fenumiai has it stripped away, and the DU's come back up with it. Left side, Valentine in the corner, spins 360, now brings it back up and slows things down. Penguins lost by 70 last time these two teams met. That's unbelievable. Green now down low. A perfect feed by Hyatt. Bucket goes to the line. Jasmine Green.
You got to count that. She's been aggressive, and I'm serious. I'm a big fan of Jasmine Green after that Chico State game. I want to see her more aggressive just like she did that game. She's playing a little bit soft, But after that three-point play, that could get her going.
Get Green going, and when she catches a groove, she's tough.
Oh, man.
Green, wide open stance, backspin, achieves the three-point play. Good play there by Jasmine Green. Inbounds, Hales got it. She's flanked by Yamauchi. 52-30, fans. 13:45 to go. Horn and Kayabyab. Here we go. Right side Hale. Way out there, three-point land. Heaves it across the court from over the top of her head. Another three ball by Susanna Walmsley, and it's gone.
Yeah, the girl from Australia knows how to shoot those threes, Stu.
She went to St. Francis Xavier High School.
Yeah.
No relation to Xavier Muldrow.
No, no.
Same spelling, though. Penguins now on offense. Green with a three, big three-point play. Double dribble. 55-30. And Green gives it up on the unforced turnover. 13:15 to go. Penguins have committed two fouls here in the second half, while the Sea Warriors have committed four. Inbounds from Husky to Hale to Husky to Walmsley. Right wing, Husky. Outside, Vesperis goes three ball. Uh-oh. So Vesperis knocks down the tray ball, 58-30. And here's what HPU does. They get ahead, and then they turn up the heat. One bounce after the feed from Takoi to Green. 180 spinner from the right side. Very close range. 58-32 as Green converts. Sarah Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game with 12 and a half. Top of the key, stolen away by Kayla Valentine. Great move, Valentine. One-on-one against Walmsley. Broken up at the end by Vesperis, and then Vesperis had to do that, P.O.
No, that she had to. That was just a big matchup problem. She needed to bail out that play. And, yeah, Valentine will get a trip to the line after that big, big fast break.
Sarah Nelson comes back in place of Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt's had a pretty good game. Inbounds to Green. Stripped away, no whistle. Stolen by Husky. Other end of the court by Ladrido. Top of the key. Thinking three ball, no. Hale wants to do it. She doesn't shoot. Instead, she dumps it off to Hopkins. Two ball. Hopkins right over the top of Nelson. Are you kidding? 60-32. Firing off is Valentine, gets her own rebound after the short miss. Puts it back up off the window. A lot of glass there. Good. 60-34. Inside at 12. Hale brings it up. Right side Husky. All the way across. That was a Husky throw all the way across the court. She gets it over to Vesperis, who just nailed that three. Another three on the way by Hopkins. No. Finally, HPU misses one. Low bounce pass is chucked away into the hands of Green. 11 and a half to go now, fans. Taki, oh, she wanted to fire the three. Had a clean look, didn't take it. Nelson, foot fake. Back to Nelson. Top of the key, 16 on the shot. Coach is screaming to shoot to Nelson. If you've got the look, take it. Now the rebound is hauled in by Husky. Husky to Hale. Right side, no look. Walking with it is Ladrido. There's a media timeout. And we are welcoming everybody watching on Channel 30. This is not a bad game. Score aside, Piab, the Penguins, especially in the second half, have been looking much tougher. They came out a little shaky. They weren't sure what was going on. Now in the second half, seems like they've really gotten it together, though the score at 60-34.
It's just the sloppy play in that first half they did earlier.
Sometimes it's too hard to dig yourself out of a hole.
It is, but if they could just get going, they have the weapons to do it with Nakamura and Flynn, and then Valentine's hitting up as well, and Jasmine Green had a three-point play. The person that's killing the Penguins is not Paris Gravely, who's been scoring 26 in her last four games. It's Mana Hopkins, and Hopkins had 14 points and 9 rebounds in her last game. She just shy from a double-double. Hopkins so far is the Penguin killer.
You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, a worldwide broadcast, I might add, Piot, from Dominican University of California. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn, and my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabia. 60-34 with 11:10 to go in the second half. Yeah. DU men are scheduled to come up. And with the play-by-play returning is Patrick Kayabia.
Yes, I am back and I'm ready to call. I just want to see these Penguins succeed. Yamauchi, the freshman, will call out the play. She's right there on the left wing, crosses over. That's Hale, who's guarding her. She finds Valentine, she's on the left wing. Valentine finds Takoi with 13 seconds on the shot clock. She'll drive the lane, mid-range, Jay, off front iron. And there's the rebound, Ladrido, the Vallejo native, to Hopkins. Hopkins picks up her dribble, back to Ladrido, and they're gonna call a foul. And yes, Sarah Nelson, it's gonna be on Nelson, I believe.
You know, Nelson, they call the foul against Nelson, but Nelson reached right down.
Yeah.
And good sportsmanship, help Ladrido up. You know that Nelson's a good player, but she's also a kind young lady.
That's something you always need. And also, she's just a freshman. When these veterans step down and they graduate, Nelson may be the team leader. I don't know that for sure, but she may be because of her height and when she's getting experience as a freshman.
And a good sport.
Yeah, great sport. Ladrido nails both of her free throws. Takoi, back to Yamauchi. 62-34, 10:37 left. Hale's guarding Yamauchi on top of the key. She wants to shake and bake. She does. She's going to drive the lane. She finds the open Nelson on the left corner. Flynn now on the left box. She'll throw it away. Turnovers are killing the Penguins. Again, I should say that again. Ladrido. Here's the three. Hopkins off left iron and tipped by Nelson, but the quick hands of Gravely. And there's Hopkins, mid-range, Jay off back iron. The Penguins bought a rebound there, and here it comes. Fast break, Valentine with 10 minutes flat. She misses it, rolls off the front of the rim. Hopkins finds Hale, she's wide open. Can she fly? No, it's blocked away, Yamauchi. Oh my goodness, Yamauchi. She stands in at 5'4", and she swatted Hale away. 62-34, hey, 9:55.
One of those times, Piab, where Yamauchi got to swat it away because she's so much taller than Hale.
Yeah, and that's rare. But after that block, Hopkins does a little hook shot and nails that. 64-34, Penguins down 30. And the turnovers are killing them again with Hopkins picking that pass off by Flynn. Ladrido, she's going to lay that up and out. Jasmine Green with the rebound. Stephanie Carnes, gonna run the break. Can't she find anyone open? 9:28 left, 64-34. Can Nakamura shoot this three? She's in trouble, guarded by Hale. She's on the left corner. 17 on the shot clock, spin move, hook shot? No, rebound Hopkins. 9:16, here comes Gravely. On the inside, layup missed. Flynn with the rebound. 9:09 left, while Nakamura, with her pink ribbon in her hair, will pass it. And that's going to be a foul as Jasmine Green was out there on the left box. She has a trip to the line for two.
Tyonde Husky just stuck the left arm in there trying to break up the play. And that's one of those where you just have to go in aggressively. You know Green is going to score. So just trying to break it up, and Husky did just that.
Husky, the 5'4 senior out of Fullerton, California.
And now that Green misses the freebie, Husky's play is looking all the more intelligent.
That's how it always looks, because Green, her only free throw make was after a three-point play. After that, she didn't make any free throws. So here's her second. 9:01 left, folks. 64-34. Now it's 64-35. Vesperis will inbound. Now Hale. Hale, the sophomore, will pass it off to the Australian, and she missed it. That's Walmsley. Now here comes Flynn. Almost loses the dribble. 25 on the shot clock. She'll give it to Green in the key. Now in the corner, back to Bence. She almost dropped it. Now here's Green to Carnes, top of the key for three, and it's missed, and Jasmine Green tipped it out, so it's going to be Sea Warrior ball.
Can you believe how hard Bence threw it to Ariana Flynn under the bucket there. I mean, overhead, two hands, hard as she could throw it from 8 feet.
Yeah. Now here comes the Sea Warriors.
Flynn was able to handle it, I might add.
Yeah. You know, Flynn's a great player for a freshman. As a freshman, she leads the league in threes.
Hale's first shot of the night, though.
And Hale's first shot of the night is missed. And here's Vesper. She's just good moving without the ball. She cut to the basket there, 66-35.
You're right. Vesper can simply play.
Yes. Now Flynn to Carnes. 8:05 left. She's going to drive the lane. One-handed pass to Jasmine Green. To Bentz. Almost dropped it. She's under the bucket. And she's fouled. And she's going to get to the line with 7:58 left in the game.
What an awkward move that Bentz was forced into there. She had to think about it for a split second. We'll be back in more than a split second, but not much more.
No.
66-35. 8 minutes to go. 7:58 to be exact. A timeout. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, here we go. Bentz on the line. Piab on the mic.
Bentz, I believe, nailed the first one.
She certainly did.
66-36, 7:58 left. Bentz, second on the way. Misses that. And now the rebound by Walmsley. Tipped by Carnes. Can the Penguins do something? Flynn with the loose ball. One on one. Oh, my God. Good defense. And then Flynn, frustrated, will foul Walmsley.
Oh, 2-on-1.
Oh, man. They ran. They almost had it there. She could have took her one on one with a shake and bake move or got Carnes there. But she read that perfectly, Walmsley did.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. That was all Walmsley right there. 2-on-1, and Walmsley showed why she's one of the best players on the team, if not the conference.
Coach Taka Tsuka giving her credit right there after she made that steal. And good movement again, and that's Walmsley. Oh, my goodness. She could play.
You're right. Taka Tsuka came out onto the court to give her props. And he was really pumped about that 2-on-1 steal.
68-36. 7:25 left. Here comes Carnes. Three ball cookies. No. Rebounded is Tolbert. And she's going to throw it away. The Penguins catch a break. Can they do something after this turnover? That's the real question. 68-36. 7:18. Flynn going to inbound. And she's going to try to find the moving man in motion. That's going to be Nakamura. Nakamura dribbles back on the left wing. Now in the left block is Green. She's double-teamed. Flynn thought about mid-range. She has it dribbled with her left. 20 seconds left. Carnes has it on the left wing. Now left corner, Flynn. 16 seconds. Bounce pass to Green. 13 seconds. Flynn on the left corner. It's just give and go now. Flynn gonna dribble. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Switches. Mid-range. Jay. No. Rebound Tolbert. And there's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to be HPU ball. Checking in is the freshman sensation, Sarah Nelson for Natalie Bentz. 6:48 left, 68-36. The ref's having a bit of a conference as Vesperis inbounds. Now she will. She's going to inbound to Husky. Carnes going to go out to Garter. Now on the left wing is Walsme. Now top of the key is Husky. Driving the lane, Tolbert. And that's swatted away by Nelson. That's what she does. 6:35 left. Trying to do something. They give it to Nelson. She's on the right corner. Now right wing three, Nakamura. That was tipped. And it's a rebound by Green. You got to like that hustle. But she walked with it because she fell down on the floor.
Oh, she hit the back of her head, too, I think, when she hit Piab. I'm not sure. She's popped right back up. Green's tough.
She's a warrior.
They're going to have to come out with the squeegees on that play.
Yeah, and they did. Yeah. Wearing all pink. I love it here in the Conlin Center. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. 68-36, 6:24 left. The voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, is with me. I'm Patrick Kiavia. Viz Bear is going to inbound here after the squeegee men get off the ball. Now subs come in for HPU. And Taki Takoi subs in. Same with Kayla Valentine and Yamauchi. 6:18 left in the game. Hopkins, three ball. She could hit that. That's off front iron and off Hopkins' hands. And running with it is Yamauchi, the freshman. Can she go? She will. It's off. Rebound Valentine. And she gets called for the foul, but she has a trip to the line. And that was an easy three-point play. She just rushed it there. 68-36, 6:05 left. The foul is going to be on number 30. That is Husky.
I'm sure you'll agree with me. None of them are easy. Some are easier than others.
Yeah, I'll get there. Yeah, that was easier than most three-point plays. But contact definitely got her to miss that shot. Now Valentine misses that free throw. She did get fouled in her shooting hand, so maybe that's what's getting her off.
I was really talking about that left-handed layup on the runner by Yamauchi.
Oh.
Just a lot of glass, too much of everything.
Now it's, oh my goodness, Valentine missed two. 68-36, 6 minutes left. Husky back to Hopkins. Hopkins to Tolbert. Tolbert on the right corner. Now here's HPU to Hopkins. That was a good pass by Ladrido to the left wing by Hopkins. They just know how to play basketball. It's just team chemistry there. And Valentine drives the lane, and she gets fouled. After HPU nailed that bucket, it's 70-36 with 5:42 to go, and Husky commits another foul.
Hopkins, along with Gravely, are 1-2 statistically in the PacWest Conference for the league's best shooting team in field goal percentage. So Hopkins, it's not a fluke. She did good.
You know, last season, HPU did not have a good record, and Hopkins was the team leader, but now with Gravely in there, they're this a great 1-2 tandem.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like the best in the league. They are great.
Valentine nails the second. 70-37. The Penguins trying to get something going here.
Valentine's 2-for-4 from the line.
Valentine is 2-for-4 on the line, 50%. And she's a 68% free throw shooter on the year. Hale catches it, almost loses it there. Hopkins will drive the lane, guarded by Valentine. It's tipped by Valentine. Green with the loose ball. And now Valentine's going to push it. She finds Tekoi in the corner. Now Sarah Nelson has a trip to the line for a three-point play after a push. And there's nothing else you can do but push the 6'4 freshman. She's just too big and too tall. Tallest person on the court as well.
In the house, I believe. Fans included.
I don't know. Jacob Neusat stands there at 6'8".
So I don't know if Neusat's here.
Locker room. Misses the three-point play opportunity. Rebound by Tolbert. Hopkins to Vesperis. Vesperis going to drive it in. And here's catches it as Tolbert. Loses the handle. And now Green with the loose ball. 5:11 left. Yamauchi has the ball. She's going to drive it in the teeth of the defense. 70-38, Penguins down. Nelson. Here's her little fadeaway, doesn't even hit rim. Hopkins pushes off, and that's just an easy call. That's an easy call. She pushed off. She's right there at half court. She smiles because she knew she committed a foul. That was a lazy foul. She knew that as well. 70-38, 4:57 left. Lauren Hyatt going to check in for Sarah Nelson. And Taki Tekoa going to inbound. Yamauchi will receive the ball as well, and subbing out is Fenu Miai. She's going to check in, and she's checking in for Tolbert.
Fenu Miai has had a great game so far.
Yeah, but they didn't need her after this big lead. Tekoi in trouble, guarded by Ladrido now. Valentine throws it away, and it's going to be Penguin ball after Hale tipped it off with a right hand.
Veteran move there by Yamauchi to kind of keep Hale. Once Hale had touched it and it was on its way out of bounds, Yamauchi squeezed in between the ball and Hale so that Hale could not come up with it to save the tip.
Stu, you say key word veteran. She's just a freshman and she's playing like a vet.
Veteran move.
Now Tekoi going to drive it in. She'll get that with one hand and put that in. 70-40. Penguins down 4:29 left. Hale does a big, big heave to Hopkins. She's going to try to drive it in on Green, but now on top of the key. Good shake and bake move Hale does, and she almost throws it away. Ladrido hop steps, and it's caught by Gravely. Back to Gravely, three from the corner. Misses it. And here comes the freshman sensation, Yamauchi, give and go. She ran that fast break perfectly with Valentine laying it up with her right hand. 70-42. Penguins down with 3:55. Now Gravely gets it blocked. And Hyatt dives for it. We have a media timeout. We'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu.
best speaker tonight is Tom Brokaw. Just a couple. Very contrary to what you're saying.
Well, I mean, they did do that with Geico. I mean, it's so easy. A caveman could do it. So, hey, they took offense to that. And I heard cavemen are smart people. HPU will have the ball with 3:52 left in the game. Penguins down 70-42. They're getting blown out in their home court, but the Penguins are learning now. This is a team. They're having a growing season, but they know what they have. They want to know who they are. They're trying to find their identity, and I think they're learning. They're learning how to find that. After the air ball by Hale. Air ball by Hale. The Penguins will have the ball. Yamauchi, 70-42. She has it on top of the key. Now here's Valentine. Guarded by Graver. Back to Takoi. Takoi with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it to the left wing. That's Yamauchi. Yamauchi almost threw it away. Valentine has it. Valentine with 10 seconds. 9. Drives. Gets it stripped by Gravely. And here's Ladrido with 3:18 left. Ladrido to Hale. She thinks about the three-pointer. Doesn't do it. Now Ladrido will shoot that three ball, and she gets swished that in. Her cheering section is getting outrageous, and Stuart Horn is the most outrageous man in the planet. So here he is, voice of the Penguins.
Something like that. 3:03 to go. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
All right, thank you. Hale, second shot of the night on the way in and out. No. Put back is no good after the rebound by Hopkins. Whistles all over the place with 2:49 to go. 73-42, fans, as Green, Kimmy, Carnes, and Flynn get ready to re-enter the game. The foul is committed against Mona Hopkins, the 5'10 senior out of Kona. Spins the ball backwards, wide open stance, knocks it down, and the Penguins are going to bring in four freshies.
Answering the game is DJ Spice's parents. They bought her a pink t-shirt for cancer.
All right, so DJ Spice and her parents are here?
Yeah, they're right there walking up the stands.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. 2:49 to go, fans. 73-42. I saw you pointing at something. I wasn't sure. Hopkins on the way. Missed it a mile right. Bench with a rebound. Tipped out. Carnes brings it across, diagonally across the big D. She's being guarded very closely now by Brittany Hale. Hale with her every step of the way. Carnes dumps it off to Flynn. Nothing doing between the circles. Steph, right side. Hale stares her down. Hale gets screened out by Green. Stephanie Carnes muffs it away. Had it for a second on the dribble drive. Couldn't get it to go. Big pass over to Gravely. Two ball on the way, no. Taken down, boxed out. Hale, third shot of the night, no. 0 for 3, but Hale's thing is not shooting. It's assists. The dump off to Hale in the corner, manages to save it, but steps right on the line just as she was falling out of bounds. 73-42 with 2:04 to go. Penguins now are just going to try and keep it respectable.
Yeah. This is like a learning game for the Penguins, too.
Well, it's a vast improvement if you look at the last time these two teams played a week ago, a 70-point difference. Right? Now it's 30. Carnes has got it. Outside to Nakamura. And the Penguins are going to slow things down. A 13-ounce shot clock. Nakamura goes left side. Hail Mary, left-handed hook shot. Thrown down to the other end. Ladrido, quick transition. Blocked out by Flynn. Ladrido couldn't get it to fall. Carnes now, buck and a half to go. Left side, Kimmy. Kimmy's got that pink ribbon is falling into her right eye. Kind of hard to play one-eyed. As good as Kimmy Nakamura is, three ball, Nakamura missed it right. I wonder if she was doing that with one eye. Walmsley now brings it up. Dump off, goes right between the legs of Vesperis. Somehow Vesperis comes back up with it. Heaves it across the court. 18 on the shot. Three ball from the corner by Walmsley is good. 76-42. HPU pouring it on now inside of a minute. And mercifully, the Penguins are just going to hold on to the ball. Maybe shoot again. Maybe not. At this point in the contest, you just don't want anybody to get hurt,
no.
To tell you the truth. Ariana Flynn, three ball. No. Taken down by Carnes. Big, long rebound. The ball bounced way out. HPU now comes back down with it. 30 seconds to go, fans. Ladrido, soft J off the glass, yes. So Melody Ladrido, the 5'5 junior. Banks one in off the window with 28.2 to go. Penguins on the long end. Husky out, Hales back in there. For some reason, the shot clock is off. Penguins have the ball, I see, because there's only 28 seconds to go.
Yeah.
That makes sense. In the corner now, Kimmy on the wing to the free throw line. Kimmy dunks it. Well, she didn't really dunk it. She sort of dinked it in there.
If she was softly. If she was Dwight Howard, she'd slam that in.
From the top of the key. 12 seconds to go, fans. HPU is just going to hold on to it. No fouls now. Vesperis, 5 seconds. Hale's going to hold on to it to end the game. Kimmy thinks about reaching in. There's the buzzer, fans. There's the buzzer, fans, and that's going to end it. 78-44 is your final. The Penguins actually looked pretty good tonight. They didn't play terribly. HPU played pretty darn good, I'd say, P.O.P. They were solid all over the place, made everything they looked at. Very, very adept defensively, and did exactly what you want to do, and that is throw the other team off their rhythm.
Yeah.
They got to the Penguins early, and they really never let up. 78-44, your final. Men's game's coming up. Piab and I will be here. Radio.Dominican.ed. Wait for it. Wait for it. You.